I moved to Israel because of reasons of Jewish identity. I lived in Israeli society for 6 years, and I have 3 degrees in Jewish history. And so in terms of my relationship with the Israeli narrative, I would say that I tried to exhaust it as much as possible. And what I was confronted with was a form of nationalism, and a nationalism that required a certain apathetic and almost suspension of judgment in order to exist, that it became very, very stifling and difficult to live there. Ironically, since I've moved to Ramallah, I find that finally the Jewish identity, the connection with marginality and dispossession, and what I find to be some of the core tenets of the Jewish experience, I've been able very much to explore with my Palestinian friends and colleagues on the ground there. And so it might sound kind of funny, but I, as an American Jew, I moved to Israel in search of Jewish identity, and I feel as though I'm finally starting to find it, at least in terms of the quality of intellectual discussion in the Palestinian arena. In terms of the statements that Hamas and their supporters make, I do think that there are many statements that are absolutely horrific, but I would like to point to the statements that Israelis are making consistently and unfortunately acting upon in reference to the Palestinians. And so let's take one example. This is a fun example. I'm sure that some of us have heard of it. There was the argument that Hamas, in their incredible anger, did not allow their school children to have maps of Israel-Palestine with the word Israel written on the maps, as if the Israelis didn't exist. I would encourage everyone to look at Israeli school books and see if you can find a map that has Palestine on it. And so, unfortunately, we're living in a situation in which almost everything that we can accuse Hamas of, we can find the equal and sometimes worse situation inside of Israel. So let me just give you another example before I'm interrupted. So recently there was an article in Ma'ariv that was quoting an Israeli minister of Knesset who came up with a bold initiative to create a man-made island off the coast of Gaza and then forcibly move all of the Palestinians to that island, thus solving the problem. Can we imagine a world in which Hamas or a Hamas cleric or an Egyptian cleric designed this same strategy for the Jews? What if they said, let's build an island in the middle of the Mediterranean, all the Jews can go there? I think that if that happened, that might have been contained in the previous question. And so, yes, the racism of Hamas is abhorrent. And yes, the racism of Israel is on an equally abhorrent platform. And unfortunately, as the aggressor in the situation with the stronger army and the active maintenance of its occupation, the racism takes a much different form in Israeli society.
About Jews living in Palestine and Palestinian refugees living in Palestine.